Morning, everyone.
Morning.
I like to think that I've got a good imagination. I don't know whether you've noticed, but I don't sing a lot, but I sing in my head and I imagine that it's very good when I don't sing. So, in some ways, imagination is a little bit like vision. And I like talking a lot about creation. I've done a lot of messages on creation and on Genesis and how God walked with us in creation and how special that was. To me, it's mind-blowing. The picture of creation itself. The perfection in what God did. The opportunity which Adam and Eve had walking with God, to see him face to face. To me, that's just mind-blowing. Thanks to Jesus, each one of us can enjoy God's presence today. In believing in our Lord, we can enjoy that presence in each of us. His Spirit to comfort us, his hands to guide us, his death to cleanse us, his risen life to bring us where we are today. But still, my imagination runs riot. To think upon this creation idea and seeing him face to face, walking and talking with him. Thankfully, we can live in him right now. And know that this is attainable. Much later in Scripture, at the end, we read a vision. If you've looked at Revelations at all, it is a book of vision. Right at the end of Revelations, we can read these verses. In Revelations 22, verses 1 to 5, it says this. Then the angel of the Lord showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees are for the healing of nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They will not need the lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Can we see that in our imagination? Is that vision alive for us now? I'd like to encourage each one of us to have that vision. If you remember the story of creation, you might see in this vision a lot of similarities. It might seem quite familiar. If you remember in creation, the river ran through Eden, giving it life. We see here in Revelation the river of the water of life. As clear as crystal. When we're on holiday, I like to go in the sea. The one thing I do like is to be able to see my feet. Unfortunately, in the UK, it's not that often that you can see your feet due to sand blowing around under the sea and seaweed and various other things that I'd not like to mention. But to see a crystal clear water, the water of life flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. We see other similarities with each story. It next mentions the tree of life. Again, if we remember the Garden of Eden, this was there. But something great has happened to this tree of life. It seems to have grown quite a lot. This tree of life now appears at both sides of the river. It must be a great tree, spreading forth its crop. A crop every month. Its foliage itself must cover a great area, as for its leaves, they heal the nations. No longer will there be any curse. If you remember in the story of creation, man was sent away from the Garden of Eden. But here, in the new Eden, we're in the midst. we can yet again enjoy feasting on God's delight. And then, as we think of the story of creation, as we think of God coming down in the cool of the evening and walking with man, and man being able to see him face to face, we read here, at this time, you and I will see him face to face. What an amazing experience. What an amazing vision. This morning, can we grasp that vision? Can we grasp that we're able to see the splendour of the King? That we'll be able to walk with him, to talk with him, and to see him face to face. This chapter that I've, well, these few verses that I've read out to you are at the very end of Scripture. Here's the conclusion of the Second Coming. We don't know when this will be, what time it will be, but what we do know is that this vision will become reality. If we believe and act on the fact that Christ died for each one of us, to be reunited with him, to be able to grasp this vision and regain that wonderful relationship, this vision will become reality in each of our lives. That we too can have a face-to-face experience. That even though we're walking on this world, on this earth now, we can live in the knowledge that one day we'll be in the new Eden. We'll be able to see our Lord face to face. We'll be able to walk with him, talk with him. See the river of the water of life, and dwell with him forever. Amen.
Amen.